New Jersey Governor Chris Christie frequently boasts about how he's been able to cut property taxes here in New Jersey. Now, on the surface, it does sound like a claim of success, but the latest report on state property taxes shows that the cost of owning a home in New Jersey continues to increase, which keeps New Jersey's property taxes the highest in the country. My first guest as we joins us with his analysis of all of this, he is the president of the Common Sense Institute of New Jersey, also president and founder of the New Jersey Taxpayers Association, Jerry Cantrell. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good to have you here. And let me give you the website for Common Sense Institute, csinj.org on the web. And statistically speaking, I mean, you can say certainly versus the Corzine years, Jerry, property taxes are not growing as fast as they're growing. But the counter argument can be, well, yeah, but they're still growing.
Exactly. As long as, you know, costs go up, there's got to be a revenue source coming from somewhere. I think, you know, in the earlier years after the 2011 2% property tax cap went into effect, you know, the low-hanging fruit type of items were taken advantage of. And now we're getting a little closer to the Merrill situation, and people don't want to give up their pet projects and things of that nature. And I think, you know, you're going to see more of a challenge going forward because just, you know, as was raised this week about, you know, school spending, we spend more on education in this state per student than any other state in the nation. And, you know, that's an area that's going to have to be looked at. Healthcare, some of the other, you know, mom and apple pie issues are going to have to be dealt with in order to continue to grapple with this situation.
Well, that's the thing. And statistically, the numbers vary. Somewhere between 60 to 70% of the property taxes go to education. And, you know, there are schools that are successful. There are ones that are money pits. Is it really time to start holding the money pit schools to a greater sense of responsibility and mandate certain levels of achievement? Otherwise, the money for the money pit is going to start getting smaller and smaller.
Certainly, you know, but I would argue that that same process should be applied across the board. You know, it's become pretty popular over the decade past to, you know, point the finger at some of the urban schools. And certainly, you know, that's where a lot of the money is being spent. But if you look at some of the small communities in the shore areas, those communities are spending, you know, up in the, something approaching $30,000 per student. Now, part of it is because of the small sizes of the communities, et cetera. But, I mean, you know, it isn't fair to just assume simply because it's a leafy suburban school district that they're doing better performance-wise than elsewhere. But you know, you're going to have to look at the big areas. I mean, look at Jersey City, for, you know, gosh sakes. You know, they get their part, still part of the you know, group of urban areas that gets excess money. And, you know, they're building multi-million dollar communities over there. So I think the whole situation is going to have to take a, you know, have a fresh look.
You haven't seen the numbers, by the way. New Jersey property taxes went from an average of $7,988 last year to, or 2013, to $8,161 for 2014. So that means about an extra $173 for the average taxpayer. New Jersey collects about $3,000 per capita in property taxes. And just as a comparison, just 0.2% of U.S. homeowners paid more than $8,000 in property taxes. Hudson County, that's where it grew the fastest. Others on the top list or the bottom list, depending on whether you're paying or just watching, Essex, Bergen, and Union counties. And since Chris Christie took office, tax bills have increased 12%, but that is, again, granted, still less than his predecessor, John Corzine. But, Jerry, some people make the claim, too, or the argument, and I believe it was Bill Dressel from the League of Municipalities saying it's not so much the policies that are being put into place by the Christie administration. It's the work of the individual counties and communities that are doing the brunt of the carrying the brunt of the load to make sure the property taxes stay low.
Well, I, depending on, you know, your perspective and where you're sitting in this situation, you know, you can see unfairness elsewhere. It's just like the school districts. Everybody, you know, points the finger at Newark and Camden when, you know, I'm a former school board president in my town. You know, the same kind of abuses are, exhibited in, you know, many of the leafy suburban areas as well. But, you know, you're going to have to look at the whole situation. You know, we're a small state, highly populated, but you've got 1,600 political entities across the state. We just can't continue to have that. You know, consolidation and merging have been voluntary in the past. I think, you know, the powers that be going forward are going to have to look at this situation, and we can't continue to have 1,600 political fiefdoms across the state and support them.
Talking with Jerry Cantrell, who is the president of the Common Sense Institute of New Jersey, also president and founder of the New Jersey Taxpayers Association. Common Sense Institute of NJ is csinj.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, certainly, I think anyone listening would say if there are ways to cut spending, ways to streamline government efficiency, it's a great thing. But we're in 2015, Jerry. That means election year. You really think politicians are going to say to the people and to the individual community, sorry, you're going to get less from us now this year?
Well, that would be, you know, a little bit of dose of reality. But, you know, I don't hold my breath that that's going to happen anytime soon. But sooner or later, it, in fact, will have to occur.
Since we're based here in Sussex County, let me just throw these numbers out, too. The Sussex County, New Jersey, average tax bill ranked 11th out of the 21 counties. That puts it pretty much in the middle. Sparta had the highest average in the county, 11,252. That's about a 1.5-point increase over the year. Greene and Andover had the second and third highest. Lowest property taxes in Sussex County was Walpack, which has really no municipal infrastructure, so it kind of makes sense. Average tax bill for property taxes, $439. That went down from $461. Usually when we hear debates, well, certainly I guess now in debates in Trenton now, Jerry, it's pretty much transportation trust fund and the budget deficit after over-projecting revenues by the Christie administration. Are property taxes really getting a fair part of the attention in Trenton, or is they... Well, the people have to pay it, so they're just going to have to bite the bullet, and we're going to get to that eventually.
Well, I think, you know, for those people who have been around New Jersey for a while, I've been here about 18 years, I guess, and many people much longer than me, but, you know, you've sort of seen this scenario flow over the years. But I know you're in Sussex County. You know, take a look at some of the drops in the populations of your students up there.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a single one of those school districts that went in and said, you know what, we have less students this year, so we're going to cut our budget. You know, everybody wants more. They dream up things if they have, you know, ample dollars to put into benefiting, you know, supposedly benefiting the students, but it's really about the adults who are making the decisions. I think that's the first area that's going to have to be looked at seriously. And, yes, some sacrifices are going to have to be made. I mean, most of us adults didn't grow up in classrooms of 10 and 12 and 15 students. And, you know, there's no magic number, in my humble opinion, that makes for a great class size. I mean, I remember going in classes of 40. And yet, you know, that would be heresy today in our society, particularly in New Jersey. But, you know, we're going to, again, across the state, we're going to have to look at this thing, and you cannot continue to have, you know, 600 school districts and 566 municipalities. It just doesn't work.
And we should
financially.
Point out, too, the taxpayers have been biting the bullet because the tax rebates for the elderly and low income have been pushed to the side. And people are saying, well, there's no doubt, given the financial state of the state, that the promise of last summer's rebates coming this spring is going to get another push. So we'll, you know, see how that works out, because that seemed to be the first sacrificial lamb as far as what property tax owners had to face. Learn more about this issue and the work of the Common Sense Institute of New Jersey. Pay a visit to their website, csinj.org. We've been joined by their president, Jerry Cantrell. Jerry, thanks so much for your insight this morning, for being here.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.